How's your morning going?
Not bad.
So tell me about this week for you. What happened?
Bought a lottery ticket Sunday and woke up in the middle of the night Monday night and checked it, Googled the numbers and checked it, and actually I only had four numbers.
I thought
I had four numbers. Took it into the store the next morning and told the gal that I missed $1 million by one number, and she goes, "Well, somebody called here already and said that the store won or give out $1 million." So punched it in, it won. So.
Were you excited about $100?
Well, yeah. Well, better nothing, you know.
And so then what was your reaction to $1 million?
Yeah, I was pumped up a little bit.
I think you said you high-fived people.
Yeah,
and...
or the Kate, the gal that...
Yeah, there's only one running. Person in there at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, the gal that runs the store.
I'm sure it was exciting for them, too, because this doesn't, yeah, you know, well, this doesn't happen very often.
She was more excited than me, I think. She goes, it's you.
And you said, "I guess it is." Yeah. So, and then you work in farming, obviously, and you went, I think you said maybe driving at a high rate of speed to talk with the person you work with.
Well, yeah. Called her first.
Yeah. Told me I was at work.
Went out to work. He was pretty pumped up too. So he called more people than I did, I think, telling people about it.
I always think if you're not the winner, it's fun to know someone who is the
That's
winner.
That's what everybody told me. I mean, finally glad to see somebody that they knew, you know.
Right. So I assume, I mean, Mapleton is a small place. Danbury, where you bought it, is a small place. I would assume word is spreading quickly.
Yep.
Everybody knew by... Well, people in Omaha called me by 7:30. They knew down there.
7:30 a.m.?
Yes.
That's like 15 minutes later.
Yeah. A friend of mine called me from down there.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Has it started to sink in yet?
I don't know. Not really, I don't think. I mean, I've slept last two nights perfect. I mean, not even thinking about it. Work till 8, 9 o'clock every night.
Yep. Gonna go back to work today?
Yeah, as soon as I get back, I can go back to work.
It's so strange that you woke up in the middle of the night like that. It's like I don't know, it's like you knew.
Yeah, something in my head told me or something, I don't know.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Too bad your eyes couldn't see the right numbers.
Yeah.
We'll blame it on the middle of the night, right?
Yeah.
So what, have you thought about what you're going to do with your winnings?
Oh, not really yet. Just, I don't know.
You said pay off your house.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's a little bit.
And then make investments for the future, right?
Yeah.
But you two enjoy traveling. Maybe there's another trip in the future.
We go on.
We have a side by side.
7-8 trips a year.
That we take and go out and around and. Have horses and we do that.
A side by side is a motorcycle, right?
No, it's like a
four wheeler.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay.
It's like a little dune buggy.
Yes. Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
We've been to West Virginia, Colorado,
Utah.
I ask you if there's a Mad Money purchase in the future.
I don't know.
Not really. I don't know. Not that.
He'll think so.
Sounds like you're going to be careful, for sure.
Yeah.
So you told me you had a heart attack this year. You had another health scare after that. Now you want $1 million. I just have to ask, are you a lucky person, Daryl?
Unlucky or lucky, one of the two. I don't know.
You're lucky.
To still be here, for
you
sure.
lived through a heart attack in the other deal, and then you got paid for it.
Yeah. Daryl, how old of a person are you?
62.
You're 62. And technically you're retired, but you still work in the farming industry.
Yeah.
I don't.
Retired 10 years ago.
Okay. From driving semi-driving.
Hauling livestock.
Hauling livestock. Okay. Anything else you want the world to know?
Really.
Thank you for giving him the opportunity to win this.
You're welcome. So, and Joan, tell me your last name.
Ford.
Okay. And you have admitted you didn't believe Daryl.
No, I didn't. No. I thought he was just messing with me.
And why?
Because he does that kind of stuff.
Well, I told her I won $100 that morning, early that morning. She went to work at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
And I called her at 7. And
he said, I think I won $100. I said, well, that's better than nothing. So.
Now, and Daryl, you said this is only like the 10th ticket you've ever bought. Do you just play when the jackpot is big?
Yeah, if I think about it.
It's a good thing you thought about it this time.
Yeah.